You've heard of Chinatown, Little Italy, maybe even Little Ethiopia, and now the city of Philadelphia has named an area of town the Gayborhood. It's organized by local businesses, and you know you're there because they've attached rainbow decals to the street signs. But we wondered, is this a fun way to celebrate identity or a throwback to an era when every group had to literally stick to its corner? Joining us to talk about this, John Secor. He's the editor-in-chief of The Edge, Philadelphia, and Tammy Sortman, president of the Philadelphia Gay Tourism Caucus. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tammy, your caucus funded the signs. What was the idea behind it?
Well, the idea started back actually 4 years ago when Philadelphia decided to actually welcome gay travelers here. So back when Greater Philadelphia Tourism Marketing Corporation partnered with us and said that they would help to market gay tourists to Philadelphia through a grant they received. It was a $1.2 million grant they received to do this marketing. So the campaign started off with, it's called Philadelphia, Get Your History Straight and Your Nightlife Gay.
Okay.
And that was through ads and advertising. It was online as well as a first ever television commercial, which was groundbreaking for Philadelphia as well as for the nation because no destination had ever done a gay tourism television spot before.
What is the Gayborhood? Is it primarily nightlife oriented or is it residential as well? Because as you know, a lot of cities have, you know, neighborhoods. For whatever reason, a lot of gays and lesbians have settled and businesses spring up around that. You know,
absolutely.
They're residential areas. So is it that?
Absolutely, where a bunch of gay residents started residing and then they opened up shops and restaurants and, yes, even nightclubs, bars, and things like that. This neighborhood basically came alive back in the 70s, the area that's designated now. Back in the 50s, it used to be up more closer to the Rittenhouse Square area. And you can date the Gayborhood as a location back to the 1800s almost. There's a book out from Temple University called Gay History. So, and that talks about all of the areas in Philadelphia that used to have a gay neighborhood. But this one has seemed to stick the longest. And it's actually on maps of city designated areas now. It started back in 2003.
John, what do you think about this idea?
I think it's a nice thing. I think as a community, we have to focus on, and this falls way out of Tammy's purview. She's done a great job. As a community, I think there are other things going on that we need to focus on. For example, we have a crystal meth problem in Philadelphia that's reaching, we think, epidemic proportions, and it could be partly to blame for the rise in HIV cases. We don't know. We're not tracking it properly. We have a mayoral primary coming up in about a week or so, and we still don't have a clear indication who is the most GLBT-friendly candidate. So I think that the signs are nice. They're great, but I think that we in the community who live here, who work here, ought to just move on and look at some of the larger issues that affect our future.
You said the signs are pretty?
They're very attractive.
But,
and, you know, the thing that hasn't been pointed out is that the city didn't pay for them. The caucus totally funded the signs, and they cost about $27 a piece. So the other complaint I've heard in the community is that, our tax dollars went to this. Well, no, they didn't. The caucus paid for it, and the caucus is funded through membership dues and donation. So that's a piece of information that hasn't really gotten out there.
But what about, John, your concern about, you use the word polarization. I'm going to use the word ghettoization because number of, ethnic groups that banded together in the past did so because they weren't particularly welcome in other parts of the city. So I just wonder if in the modern area, designating a neighborhood in this way sends the wrong message. Any concern about that?
I don't think so. I think if you ask me, I think all of Philadelphia is gay-friendly and welcoming. And that's how Tammy and the folks at the GPTMC have marketed Philly. You look at other neighborhoods in the country, the Castro District in San Francisco, Church Street in Toronto, they put signs up. We even had violent uprisings, and gays and lesbians in those communities haven't felt confined and they can't go out and about. I mean, Philadelphia is, in large respects, just like any other city where you have safe zones and not-so-safe zones. The Gayborhood, as Tammy said, is just a very specific area where we have a thriving entertainment district in addition to the nightclubs and the restaurants. And it's just a welcoming type sign. That doesn't mean we need to stick within these borders or else we're in trouble. I think the fruition of a lot of effort to bring pride to the area, and I've had a number of visitors come from out of town in the last year who have remarked on how diverse and inclusive that geographical area is, but not any more so or less so than the rest of the city.
So Tammy, John says on the one hand it brings pride, but on the other hand he raises the question of whether this kind of stuff, maybe it puts a gloss on deeper issues that the community could be dealing with and perhaps needs to be dealing with. He said deeper political questions. What do you say to that?
In regards to politics and political things, the Philadelphia Gay Tourism Caucus has nothing to do with that. So we don't even speak to those issues because our bylaws say we can't speak to those issues. But I can say that the signs and the colors, the rainbow colors, are colors of diversity. That's what they were made up for. It's called the Freedom Flag. So it's not just for gays, but it's for everyone. We have a lot of straight people that come into the area, too, to shop and spend their dollars. And they find the signs to be beautiful, classy, and tasteful. Nothing that's blatant and in their faces.
So what message do you feel is being delivered to persons who are not gay and lesbian and part of the community?
They are welcome just as much as anyone else. It just is an indicator for the gay community to let them know when they've entered the gayborhood, because there are so many tourists that come into town now that we're welcoming, and we want to make sure they know when they're here. I live in that area, and so I have tourists come up to me every day asking, have I made it into the gayborhood yet? And now I can say, look up at the street signs and you'll know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
John Secor is editor-in-chief of The Edge, Philadelphia, and Tammy Sortman is president of the Philadelphia Gay Tourism Caucus.